Hey brain gainers, it's your girl Rachel Carter here, back with another 5-minute mental workout to supercharge your brain power. Now, I know what you're thinking. Rachel, we just had a killer episode on memory hacks yesterday. And you're absolutely right. We're all about keeping those mental muscles flexing, but today we're shifting gears a little. We're diving into something that's incredibly powerful for your mind and body, mindful eating. Ever feel like you're constantly reaching for snacks even when you're not hungry? Or finish a meal and have no idea what you just ate? You know, those moments where you're basically just on autopilot. Well, that's where mindfulness comes in. It's about bringing awareness to every bite, savouring the flavours, and actually enjoying your food. Trust me, this isn't just some hippy-dippy trend, it's a game-changer for both your physical health and mental clarity. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can totally revolutionize your relationship with food. First up, slow down. Seriously, put down your phone, turn off the TV, and actually engage with your meal. We live in such a fast-paced world that we often eat on the go, barely tasting what we're putting into our bodies. But by slowing down, you give yourself time to appreciate the textures, aromas, and flavors of each bite. Think about it, when was the last time you truly savored a piece of fruit? Did you notice the sweetness, the juiciness, maybe even a hint of tartness? By paying attention to these subtle details, you can start to enjoy your food on a whole new level. Next up, listen to your body. That's right, your body is an incredible machine that knows exactly what it needs. Tune into those hunger cues. Are you truly hungry, or are you just bored, stressed, or thirsty? Often we reach for food out of habit or emotion rather than genuine hunger. Learn to differentiate between physical hunger and emotional cravings. When you are genuinely hungry, your stomach will probably be growling, you might feel a bit lightheaded, or have less energy. But if you're reaching for that bag of chips because you had a rough day at work, that's different. Now be present. This is where mindfulness really shines. When you eat, focus on the experience. Don't let your mind wander to emails, to-do lists, or social media. Just be in the moment with your food, appreciating every bite. You might even find yourself eating less because you're actually enjoying the flavors instead of shoveling food down while multitasking. And speaking of enjoying flavors, explore new things. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and try different cuisines, spices, and ingredients. You might just discover a new favorite dish that nourishes both your body and soul. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. There will be days when you slip up, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just learn from the experience and keep moving forward. The goal isn't perfection, it's progress. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Picture this. You're at a dinner party with friends. There are delicious appetizers on the table, your favorite hummus and pita bread, crispy veggies, maybe even some mini quiches. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Imagine yourself grabbing a plate of food without really thinking about what you're putting into your body. You're chatting away, catching up with friends, and before you know it, half the plate is gone. That's autopilot eating mindless munching that leaves you feeling unsatisfied and potentially overstuffed. But now picture this. You take a moment to step back from the conversation. You choose one or two appetizers that sound particularly appealing. You savor each bite, paying attention to the textures, the flavors, and even the aromas. You put your fork down between bites, allowing yourself to truly enjoy the experience. Suddenly, you're not just eating, you're present. You're connecting with your friends on a deeper level because you're not distracted by mindless snacking. And you feel more satisfied and content with less food. See what I mean? Mindful eating isn't about deprivation, it's about appreciating the joy of food and fueling your body in a way that nourishes both mind and soul. Remember, brain gainers, every bite is an opportunity to practice mindfulness. So, slow down, listen to your body, savor the flavors, and be present with each delicious moment. Now go out there and make some mindful meals happen. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep those brains sharp and bodies healthy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.